Public hearing, please.
Our next public hearing this evening is case number 12,362. Richard McDonald seeks a variance from the side yard setback and separation distance requirements for a proposed porch. Sections 115.25, 115.172 and 115.183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southeast side of Sea Air Avenue, approximately 65 feet southwest of Skyview Street in the Sea Air Manufactured Home Park. The 911 address is 19877 Sea Air Avenue, Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is AR1 C1, that's agricultural, residential and general commercial. The tax parcel is District 334, Map 13, Parcel 310-55766. Specifically, the applicant is requesting a 3.7-foot variance from the required 5-foot side yard for a manufactured home within a manufactured home park for a proposed porch. Staff notes that the applicant also requires a 3.8-foot variance from the required 20-foot separation distance for the same porch. Staff would note that we've received 0 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition and 0 mail returns. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
28509 Pocahontas Avenue, Millsbrook.
Richard McDonald, 19877 Sea Air Avenue, Rehoboth Beach.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? You go. Just state your name again for the record.
Thank you. Good evening. My name is Richard McDonald. I'm applying for a variance, and this is my contractor, Gordon Hartinger.
Yes.
I live at 19877 Sierra Avenue, and I wanted to build a porch, 12 by 18 originally, but when Mr. Ottinger came to my house, he said it probably wouldn't, I wouldn't be able to make it that big. I should have the lot resurveyed, so I did, and we determined that to build a deck to the size that we wanted, we'd have to get a variance.
Also, the way the modular is set on the property, it's set in on an angle. To the property, which makes it kind of difficult to place it anywhere else, along with the entry door placement.
Who set the dwelling on the property?
The managers of Sierra Village.
When you owned it, did you put it there or did someone else?
Well, we purchased it and it was delivered, and whoever contracted the placement did it.
So when was the home put on the property?
2 years ago.
And you had them put it on an angle like this?
Well, we really didn't have any say. That's how the manager of the mobile home park, that's where they put it.
Okay. Could you make this proposed porch smaller?
Well, that's a possibility, but when you get any smaller than 11, we're trying to propose 11 foot. Anything smaller than that, it's kind of tough to put even a table in there with some chairs around there to be, you know, comfortable.
Okay. Are there any questions from members of the board?
There's some other, the landing, is that one in the front also?
And the separation's not 20 feet either.
So the,
I'm showing
on the west
front
side.
Corner, that front corner and then the landing.
So it's 0.4 feet short of the 5 in the front, and it's 0.3 feet short of the side on the opposing side, but the variance applied for was the side for a screen porch, and it's been advertised as side yard setback and separation distance requirements for a proposed porch. So
I believe, my understanding, talking with staff earlier, was that this was, those two issues could be handled administratively, as they were less than a foot. The corner of the house and the corner of that landing. But the only one that we have before us is the variance for the proposed porch. That's the only thing that's been advertised, and that's the only question before us.
Question?
Yes.
Did you give any consideration, and I heard you about the table, and, to going narrower and longer in order to comply with the 5-foot set?
Yeah, that's a possibility, but at the same time, when you narrow it, then it really turns into, you know, like a hallway where you're kind of limited on space.
Did you ask the management why they placed it on this, on an angle?
No, we never had an issue.
I believe that's the only one on that road that's put in on an angle. At least the neighboring, you know, modulars are set straight.
Can we see if there's other variances for side yard in that subdivision, please?
I can add from experience that I know there are several as members of the board yeah. Now,
remember seeing them before, but for the benefit of the new members, I'd like them to see.
Well, Ms. Lepore is looking at them, ask a question.
Sure.
The porch, did you ever look at pushing it further towards the rear to get it away from that side yard and separation?
Yes.
Because it looks like if you push it back, you might be able to avoid some or minimize those variances.
The only problem is the windows that are beyond that on the modular, it would fall where the measurements would fall. It would be right on the double windows that are there on the trailer itself. We'd have to really push it back really that much further, and then we're away from the actual entry door. Because as it's proposed, it's right to the front of the entry door.
So the furthest front part of this front porch is right where that door is?
Correct.
Okay, so if you were to push it further towards the rear, you'd be away from that
entrance? You'd be out of the doorway, yeah.
You do have a variance in that neighborhood, I take it?
Here's one from 2017 for the separation requirements. This one was on a different street, but within the same development.
All right.
And I know, as a fact, just dealing with building permits and looking at the history of some of these, that there are others that are going to be notably older than what we can see here.
So. Right. Okay, does that conclude your presentation?
Yes, it does.
All right, if you'd like to have a seat.
Can you make your standards? Did they go through them yet?
Yeah, I thought they did. Could you go through the standards for granting a variance that you were filled out on this application,
sure.
Please?
Sure. Number one was obviously the way the placement was on the modular itself on the property, along with where the placement is on the front door or the entry door to the modular. And I believe we meet roughly the 20 foot from the neighboring home, the majority of the homes in there have screened in porches, and it wouldn't alter the character of the neighborhood itself.
Okay. And the last one's the minimum variance to afford relief?
Yes.
All righty. Is there anyone here in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition of this application? Seeing none? No one else has any questions? I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion. entertain a motion.
Madam Chair, I move that we deny case 12362 for the requested variance. I believe that the issue is being created by the applicant, and that another manner may be developed in order to provide relief.
I have a motion. Do I have a second? Not hearing a second, then the motion dies.
I'll make a motion to table case 12362 for Richard McDonald to the October 6th meeting.
October
7th. 7th.
All right, now I have a motion to table this application to the October 7th meeting. Now you got me saying it. Do I have a second?
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Mr. Carson?
No.
Oh dear. And I vote to table it. So with a 3-1, we're going to table this till our October 7th meeting.
Thank you.
Thank you.